On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, the new host of Dancing with the Stars, the beautiful Tyra Banks. Welcome to the show, Tyra. You look great. How are you?
What is up, Mario? And I like how you said dancing. It's dancing.
Well, that's how the British dude who announces it, right? Dance. Welcome to Dancing with the Stars.
That's so right, darling. You're so right.
Well, congratulations. Before we get into that, though, I've seen some pics of you with the ring on your finger. Is that a wedding band? What's up with that?
Talking about this thing. This is a picture of a crab. You see it? It's this one right here. It is a crab. It is an opal, not a diamond, but
okay.
You know, so let the rumors swirl. They can swirl all they want.
No special significance then. Okay.
I mean, I'm marrying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Keep them on their toes. Keep them on their toes. Sounds good. Congrats on the gig, by the way.
Thank you.
So how did it all come together? Were you familiar with the show? Did they just approach you?
Oh, and super. I mean, beyond familiar. I remember season one, my mama called me, Mario, and my mama was like, turn on the TV because the stars is dancing, girl. The stars is dancing. And from season one, I was just like, it's kind of that kind of TV. You can't look away. You see people, you know, out of their element, like either messing up or doing fantastically amazing and like shocking you and tears and tears. And like, so I was just like, been a huge fan of the show. When ABC Disney Family called me earlier this year, I was like, I was a little bit shocked. I never thought I would get a call to host Dancing with the Stars. I was like, okay. And I honestly had to like marinate on it for about a month. Just really talking to friends, family, talking to my mom. And of course, when I finally brought it to my mom, she was like, what the hell are you hesitating for? You better host that show. And so she gave me the confidence that I could bring something unique and interesting and different and not just step in, which I think would be a disservice for the show. So that's what I'm doing.
Thank God for mamas. Your mom and my mom, too, both huge fans. I know it's a big part of the audience right there.
Yes.
How, obviously, with you being host now, how's the rest of the show going to look different? Or is it pretty much the same? Or the format, structure different?
I mean, well, the format is pretty much the same. I mean, there are things that I want to do, you know, coming in as an EP as well. And I wouldn't even say shake up, but just add some things. I feel like, our moms are fans and are obsessed. And I also want like their grandchildren to come, you know, and watch too. And then like all the generations to come together. So I want to incorporate some popular dance challenges.
Oh, there you go. Maybe some TikTok.
Bring in that TikTok generation. Not every episode, but on certain episodes that call for that. I think it excites everybody watching. Some of the dancers, when I told the professional dancers this, some were like, oh yeah, I cross chain, I do everything. And some of the dancers were like, I am trained as a ballroom dancer, but I am up for that challenge.
Right.
So some are like, Tyra's bringing the crazy. But again, it's not every episode. It's just sometimes. Oh, that's going a little something, something.
That's going to be fun. My daughter's going to love that, especially. And what a cast to kick off. I mean, we got Carol Baskins and AJ McLean, Johnny Ware. Who are you most looking forward to seeing on the dance floor?
Well, you know, I was so funny. I was talking to AJ McLean from Backstreet Boys, and I was like, oh, you got an advantage. You've been Backstreet Boy dancing for decades. And he's like, Tyra, I am hip hop dancing. Where you were taught to not be precise. You were taught to do the move and throw it away,
Mm-hmm.
He's like, ballroom dancing, I got to have shoulders back. I have neck up, precision. He goes, I got to unlearn everything. So he went from me from being like front runner to like, he's like, Tyra, I'm so scared and nervous. And I talked to other stars and they're like, my feet are hurting. I got bunions and corns that I never knew I could have.
Right.
So I have no idea. I mean, we all know Johnny Weir is going to bring it because he's, you know, ice skating champion. So
right.
He's going to do well.
Other than that,
we'll see.
Definitely some fun costumes. That's for sure. When it comes.
Yes.
What about production as far as with the pandemic? How's it going to affect with the social distancing and the whole? Is it going to prove to be very difficult right now?
There is a team, like a health and safety team on this that I have never experienced in my entire life.
Yeah, right.
You know, just to see the steps that are being taken to keep everybody safe. Some are the obvious things. The judges will be not just 6 feet, but 8 feet away from each other. Everyone on set has to stay 8 feet away from each other. Of course, there's copious testing of crew and cast. We have three married pro dancer couples those couples cannot be living together during the whole Dancing with the Stars competition. So can you imagine not being able to see your loved one for, it could be 3 months. It's a long time because they'll be paired with a celebrity, and those are like different pods that are happening. There's a lot. I can't have friends or family come to the set. Everybody there has to have a purpose. It is, again, testing. It is, there's a lot. And that's just the top line. Then there's a whole way more.
Yeah, a lot more protocol. Well, at least, you know, the show must go on, and it will go on. So that's good. They will at least get a break and get to be entertained. Are there changes to the voting system, or is it essentially down to the judges, or, and then how does it work? Do they carry half the weight, or initially they just sort of give their influence and then the audience votes, right?
Voting is pretty much consistent.
Okay.
With this popular dance, we have been speaking about how to make the popular dance edition that I want to do have a form of voting while still maintaining the integrity of the Latin dance. That's all I can say. I'm just hinting right now.
Okay.
But there will be some type of voting with the popular dance. But again, that's not every episode.
Okay. Okay. And I was talking about my kids earlier. How old's your son now, Tara?
My son is 4 and a half.
Oh, he's 4 and a half. Okay. Getting in
he
there.
He is 4 and a half. And I have to say he takes after you.
Oh, is that right? How so?
But half. He got one dimple.
He
didn't get two, he got one. And I have to be honest, this is weird because usually I'm used to being like in the room with you, doing the interview.
Right.
I've done your radio show too.
Yeah.
But like in person. So this is like, I can't.
I know. I hope we get to see each other soon. And that's cool. Your little boy's getting big. He's a little dimple. All right. What's his name?
It's one. He's like,
oh, cute. What's his name?
His name is York, like New York.
Oh, right on. Right on. Very cool. Very cool. Happens to be my son's birthday today. He's 7. It goes by quick. This is a fun, cool fact. I remember in the Michael Jackson video for Black and White, when the faces were morphing, you were one of the faces.
I was 17 years old.
Were you 17? What do you remember about that particular shoot?
I remember, I think the director was John Landis, one of the biggest directors in the world, I think. Don't quote me, but I think.
I think that's right, yeah.
We had to do rehearsals for the dance number, And I did it a couple of times. I'm like, I got rhythm. I got this. So my little arrogant 17-year-old butt went to the snack table and started snacking while everybody continued to practice the dance. And then I get on set. The director says, action. I do it and I forgot it. And I was like, oh my gosh. So instead of the move, I stuck out my tongue and go. And they kept that take.
And they kept that take. Look at that. Improv. It worked.
However, you probably got the best snacks that day.
Oh my God. My snacks were on point. I went back to school. And told everybody Michael Jackson was there. Yeah, he was hanging out with everybody. Michael Jackson was not there that day.
That's the best.
All my friends have the story that he was there.
Speaking of school, you went to the all-girls Catholic school, right?
Yeah, Immaculate Heart High School.
Immaculate. Isn't the same one Meghan Markle went to?
Same one, yes. That's
one of the schools my daughter may be. Because, you know, on the Catholic school, they kind of come and recruit you to see where you go to the high school. Was that a fun experience?
Immaculate Heart, Mario.
Yes.
You want a strong woman that has self-esteem.
Oh, good. I love hearing this.
Girl love, you know, that is Immaculate Heart.
Nice. So you're not opposed to the all-girls school then? You're cool. You're cool with that.
Not at all.
Oh, that's good to hear.
No distraction. When girls go to all-girls school, they get called on more because what happens is, and when it's a mixed-sex school, research shows girls get called on less, particularly in math. If a girl acts up, she gets detention faster than a guy gets detention. There's all these statistics. So they tend to excel a bit more in single sex schools. And I know it's not available for everybody, but if you have that opportunity, I highly recommend it. And Immaculate Heart raises some strong women, as you can see with me and Megan.
Look at that. I love that. I'm going to play this interview for my daughter. Real talk. Right there. Before I let you go, Tyra, I just want to put you on the spot with quick questions, quick answers. Okay.
Okay.
Favorite show you've binged during quarantine?
Selling Sunset.
Go-to karaoke song?
Better Call Tyrone.
Hey. Celebrity crush growing up?
Jonathan Schaech.
Yeah, I remember Jonathan. That thing you do?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I was obsessed.
Who has the best smize?
Ooh, who has the best natural smize beside Mario Lopez? Brad Pitt has a nice natural smize. Actually, Meghan Markle has a nice natural smize. Sometimes when you have long lashes, it just looks like you're like smizing.
Constantly smizing.
Lashes are like helping you.
Okay. And last one, who do you cast to play you in the Tyra Banks movie?
Oh, Rihanna.
Ooh, I like that. Look at that. Man, that was the quickest anyone's ever answered the quick question quiz. Bravo. See, that's that Catholic all-girl school bringing, upbringing right now.
She's a confident woman.
Confident woman right there.
Host thing. You know, I got that host thing. We got that thing. We quick, Mario.
Exactly. Well, I'm so happy for you. Congratulations on everything. And best to your mama. She knows what's
up. Thank you. Best to yours. Too.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And watch Dancing with the Stars Mondays on ABC. Tyra, thank you so much for checking in.
Thank you.
On with Mario Lopez.